the number one hit music station. More music, more variety. Welcome to The Alternative. Playing today's new country. Oh, sorry, I was just practicing. I'm Matt from Matt Fogarty Voiceovers. I know you want to listen to your podcast, so I'm going to keep this super brief. If you're a program director and you're looking for a fresh sound on your station, hit me up. I'll do a free, no-obligation sample for you, and you can get a really good sense for how I'll sound on your station. Get in touch at mattfogartyvo.com. I'm seriously sitting by my computer hitting refresh right now. Email me. Do it.
This is the Sound Off Podcast with Matt Kundle. Recorded live to a Mac. And played back with the sound off.
Hi there and welcome to the podcast. Today we are going to talk about a Mexican restaurant. Specifically the chicken and rice soup at this Mexican restaurant. And how they're cheapening the product. And what that has to do with your local radio station and the way it's run. That'll be in another fine edition of Remedial Media. But first, the story of a couple, Kate McCallum and Adam Doolittle, and their post-radio life. Now, people get hired and fired from radio all the time. No big deal. But what they did after radio was rather unusual, bold, and also raised a few eyebrows. Their story caught my attention when Kate penned a blog saying goodbye to radio, recounting the no-win situation she was in with her employer and what she had to put up with on a daily basis. Well, the blog sparked a lot of response and shares, and what Kate and Adam did next was the equivalent to podcast clickbait. So I called her up and said, "Can you come on the Sound Off podcast?" When did you know you wanted to be in radio?
Oh, wow. Well, when I was a high school student, and I did a co-op at a radio station in Tillsonburg, Ontario. And basically, they wouldn't let me touch anything, but I just sat there and watched, you know, them put the carts in and watched the announcer talking and that sort of thing. And they still played records at that time. So, you know, I was able, I think the only thing they'd let me do was sort some records, and that was about it. So as soon as I saw that, I kind of got hooked.
So throughout your radio career, what was your best day?
I have a tie for the best days. The day I met the Prime Minister, Prime Minister Jean Chrétien, that was a really big feather in my hat, because I was able to interview him, you know, and as a young woman who was the news director at the time, that was a big deal for our small town radio station that I was at in Simcoe. And then the other one was actually just recently in Fredericton. When I was program director there, we put together a radio-a-thon and it was over $100,000 for the hospital there.
Do you miss doing news?
I do, actually. You know, it's funny. The one thing I miss the most about radio is covering court. When I covered court, I was so enthralled by everything that happened. You know, my late father was a police officer, and so, you know, there was always a lot of interest there in, I know it sounds strange, but in crime. I love CSI, and I loved covering court, too, and seeing how they presented evidence and writing about it, and it was one of the big thrills of the job.
Tell me about getting fired. What's that like?
It's kind of like a drop kick to the throat. I was kind of anticipating that, because cuts were coming throughout the company, that I kind of felt like something was going on. So I'd been sort of mentally preparing myself, but you know, there's no real warning of what day it's going to be. I guess the only feeling that I'd say is similar is a death. Yeah, it was pretty sad.
Looking back on it, would it be fair to say that it was your best day and your worst day?
No, I wouldn't say that. To me, it was done in a way that, I mean, it was done professionally, of course, but, you know, there's things that happen in the room. There's things that are said that it takes a long time to get over.
So that process in getting over, part of the grieving process was the blog piece that you wrote, which is just getting, you know, a ton of shares.
I wrote it in 2015. I wrote it shortly after I was let go.
Why did you hold on to it for so long?
I didn't know if I really wanted it out there. you know, Adam and I talked about it quite a bit. Adam is my spouse, and, you know, we talked about, did we want something like that to be associated with fulltimecanada.ca? And, you know, after a while, we thought, you know what, it kind of has to be the first thing that we release, because it makes it, it ties it all together as to why we're doing what we're doing.
How do you feel now that it's out there and being shared and getting lots of, you know, likes and?
I've gotten a lot of feedback, in particular from women, but men as well, and you know, from as far away as Australia, from people who have been affected by, you know, a lot of cutbacks in media, and also it's been shared by some women who have nothing to do with media, just about their experience in management. So, you know, it's kind of brought a little bit of it back, that feeling of the, you know, a little bit of bitterness. I mean, I pretty much had let it go, but then when we re-released it, I find myself thinking about that day when I was let go and how things went. And but, you know, at the same time, it doesn't matter if it was media that you were let go from, or whether, you know, you worked for in a factory or even, you know, like at Wendy's or something. When you're let go from something and you don't, you know, you've worked so hard to make a job as part of your life, it's hard to let it go. So that's why I actually said goodbye.
The blog is so relatable because it reads like an abusive relationship.
Well, and you know, it's funny because when you start out as a young person in radio, you don't have the maturity to know to sit there and say, this doesn't seem right. Or, you know, it can be in any career, actually. But as you get older and you start to realize that it just becomes, it becomes such a part of your life. You get sucked into it so much because there is so much fun working in radio. But at the same time, as you get older, you start to realize as well that there just aren't enough bodies to do what needs to be done to make a station successful. So, you know, you have a lot of people in management who are wearing so many different hats and running around and trying to do everything, like driving the station vehicle in the parade and, you know, and meanwhile doing all the work that needs to be done to keep the station on air and the music programming and all that, you start to realize that you start to burn out a little bit.
And were you and Adam let go the same day?
Yes. Which, I mean, that was actually a good thing, because I can't imagine one of us going through this. We both worked at the same station, you know, but I can't imagine having that happen and one of you still being there. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. So Adam comes to you and he says, I have an idea. Let's just full-time RV. What goes through your mind?
The way that he did it is he had researched it, but he hadn't really told me too much. Or he hadn't told me anything, actually. He was researching it on his own. He's, you know, he looked up everything, and you know, one night we were driving home, and we were both working for a satellite company, you know, just to pay the bills, sort of thing. And we were driving home, and I was having a bit of a hard day that day, and, you know, I was a bit sad, and I said to him, I'm like, you know, I just don't know what we're going to do. I'd been applying for jobs after that in sales and that sort of thing, because I know that I'm very good at sales. And he was looking at possibly getting into real estate and that sort of thing. And, you know, and our bills we were paying them, but, you know, we're just kind of scraping by, sort of thing. And, so we were sitting there and we were thinking, like, you know, what are we going to do? And he just said to me, you know, I've been kind of looking this up on the internet, a lot of Americans full-time RV, and it's a really good way to save money. You know, we both had a good nest egg that we had set aside from our severance, right? He basically said to me, we could take the severance that we have, we could buy a home that's on wheels and buy a pickup truck, and we could go see Canada. And we had no idea that it was going to turn into fulltimecanada.ca, but the time, we were just thinking, this is something we could do, and we could go, and we could work places, and but it is hard to do in Canada, obviously, because of the winter. So that's when, you know, he had looked up as well, looking at going to Vancouver Island, because a lot of people do snowbird there now, especially with the dollar. A lot of people will go and spend the winter in Vancouver Island. So we thought, well, let's look into this. And I love the idea right off the bat because I love traveling.
So you've got a website, mm-hmm. fulltimecanada.ca, got an RV, you both have driver's licenses.
Yeah.
What are you looking forward to this summer? Where are you going to be? Where can we find you?
This summer, we're in Prince Edward Island. So it's very exciting. We both had lived in Prince Edward Island from 2010 to 2012. And we kind of thought, you know, this is the best place to start this journey because we're familiar with the territory. We do have some friends here, but we love the island.
So you guys live in an RV now. What are some of the things you've been like, oh, crap, we live in an RV now. We can't do that anymore, or we have to find a new way to do it?
One of the things that happens when you live in an RV is you cannot run a lot of electrical appliances all at the same time. And by a lot, I mean like maybe more than three. So we came in yesterday, we're work camping, so that we're staying at Jellystone Park in PEI. So what we do is we work for them 20 hours a week, and in return, they take care of our fee, our rental fee, and also our utilities. So we don't pay for any of that. We work it off instead. So we had been working in the morning, and we came into the RV to have lunch, and you know, we had the radio on, of course. We were listening to an iPod, and so we had that going, and we had Adam had the computer on, and it was plugged in, and we had our space heater on, that was plugged in, and then we had some lights on, and then I said, oh, I'm gonna have a cup of tea, and I plugged the kettle in, and poof, everything was gone.
Has your family been supportive?
My mom is a traveling nut. So she was like, this is a great idea. my sister kind of thought I was a little bit nuts. She said, aren't you and Adam going to kill each other living in that tiny living space? And I said, well, no, I highly doubt it. I mean, we work together. We get along really well. My family was, my family, we're all very independent. Adam's family, you know, we had to break the news to his family sort of thing when we told them, and they were, you know, they were shocked about some things, like that Adam had sold his vinyl collection. He had quite a collection of vinyl, and so they were surprised by that. And
do you consider yourself off the grid?
Oh, no, we're still on the grid, you know, because we're still using electricity. We're not going out boondocking. Boondocking is a term people who go and basically they use a generator for everything, and they'll go and they'll stay at places for free.
Is it possible you could, you know, over the course of 10 years do this and file taxes in all 10 provinces?
I never thought about that.
So give me the next 3 or 4 months. You're in Prince Edward Island, and then what?
Mid-September, we're going to take a little trek home. So home is Ontario. We're going to, Adam's going to go see his family. I'm going to go see mine. We're going to spend a couple weeks there. And then we're going to slowly head west. Neither of us have been west before. I've never been to Manitoba. You know, we're going to head that way, and we're going to take our time and slowly go along and head to Vancouver Island and you know, then make our home there.
You mentioned you had an iPod when you do the traveling. Do you punch around on the radio?
We're both such huge music fans that it's hard not to listen to radio sometimes. It's just trying to listen to it and enjoy it and not think about what you used to do. When the commercials are playing and that sort of thing, we just kind of turn it down a little bit or whatever.
Kate, thanks a lot for taking the time to speak with us today on the Sound Off podcast.
All right. Well, thank you so much. And you know, we truly appreciate that. And anybody who is listening that wants to start a partnership with us, we're not doing this to make money or anything like that. We're really doing this for the experience. So if or anyone else who's listening has something, a business that they have that, you know, they think, oh, well, Kate and Adam might like to come to our place and, you know, maybe brush alpacas or something. We might want to do that.
Now, the Sound Off Podcast presents Remedial Media. Because there are segments of the broadcast industry that just need it.
Talent coach and consultant Tracy Johnson reposted a popular story. It's an analogy between the love of a favorite restaurant and a radio station. Now, the blog he posted, it's designed to ring home how the downward spiral of a business is created. It's a true lesson about how saving pennies can cost you millions. I don't want to be the one to tell you to go to social media, to check out the Facebook page, to read it, because the minute anybody goes on Facebook, they see the picture of a cute cat and forget why they went on Facebook in the first place. So I am going to tell you about this restaurant and let you go and read the rest about the radio equivalent on my site at mattkundle.com. The link is posted. If you're a radio station or media outlet and you're being run like this restaurant, you need to read the rest of this. Trust me. For many years, my wife and I were regulars at a local Mexican restaurant. It was one of our favorite spots. I'm talking about avid, passionate fans. We were there at least once a week, often twice. We couldn't get enough, and we often took friends. When guests came in from out of town, it was a destination. The main attraction, along with the margaritas, was a unique chicken and rice soup. It featured large servings loaded with chicken and rice and complemented with fresh vegetables. It also came with a side of chips smothered in cheese. Fantastic. And priced right. Not cheap, but great value. Then they made a few small changes. First, they reduced portions. Not a lot, just a little. They tried to hide it by serving it in smaller bowls. Management likely reasoned, most customers won't even notice, but we'll save 10% or so on costs. That means more profits. We noticed, but it wasn't a problem. It was delicious and still a good value. It wasn't long before we realized there wasn't much shredded chicken. They added broth, watering down the soup. This was surely an even greater savings. Of course, reducing it just a little more isn't going to matter. Once again, they improved or preserved their profit margins. They still offered chips, but with less cheese melted on top. There's another few cents saved. Now it was getting annoying, but it got worse. While reducing costs, they were slowly increasing prices. Over a period of time, the cost of a bowl of soup had risen by 25%. The restaurant now offered less product at a higher cost. You could almost hear the logic. Raising the prices slowly, gradually, won't cost any customers. They love our soup. Nobody has complained. They probably haven't even noticed. Except we did notice, and it does cost customers. We still go there, but it's no longer a favorite. We don't go out of our way to visit, nor do we look forward to it as much. For us, it's lost the excitement. Many times we order takeout. That means no sale of high-profit margaritas, and we usually only go when it's convenient. We are still customers, and it's still our favorite Mexican restaurant, but we go far less often. And they lost our recommendation. That's a little less buzz, less viral, word-of-mouth marketing, and less free promotion. Sound like a radio station you might be familiar with? Do check out Tracy Johnson's website. You can link to it from my site, mattkundle.com, and he goes on to talk about radio and the similar cutbacks beyond just chicken and rice soup. That's the podcast for this week. If you know any broadcasters or podcasters who might profit from some of the knowledge we share, please tell them about this podcast. If you have a show idea, you can email me, soundoff@mattkundle.com. I'm going to be at the Podcast Movement in Chicago, July 6, 7, and 8. Hope to see you there. If you need a voiceover for your podcast, some imaging, you can head to mattkundlevoice.com. And if your radio station needs some consultation, some truth-telling, phone number is on the homepage.
You've been listening to the Sound Off Podcast. Get updates on Twitter and Facebook. The home of the Sound Off Podcast, mattkundle.com. Do I have to spell it for you? Kundle. Rhymes with bundle.
I'm Jeff Woods, and I'm shining a light on music and the rock stars who make it.
He just was one of those people. He stood out.
He was a magic guy. He really was a magic guy. We all have force. He had the same amount of force as we all had.
This was before Led Zeppelin. Robert was full on. I mean, he was Led Zeppelin without the band behind him. He had the hair, the jeans, the whole thing, you know. And he was amazing.
The Records and Rockstars podcast, heard around the world and yours to hear wherever you get podcasts. All the episodes from JeffWoodsRadio.com.
You looking to make the most out of this life and optimize your personal wellness? Then check out the Natural Man Podcast. Join me, host Mike C., as we explore all areas of human wellness, physical, mental, and emotional. Learn strategies to optimize your own well-being and be in the driver's seat of your own health. Remember, your doctor works for you. Learn biohacks, neurohacks, ways to improve sleep, and ways to optimize your body and your mind. Check us out on Apple, Spotify, the Fountain app, and at naturalmanpodcast.com.